Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. I am your host, Emily Cleghorn, and I am so excited that you have decided to join me today. This podcast is for mamas navigating childhood trauma while also walking through mamahood. Together, we will empower each other to connect with who we were created to be versus who we were told to be in our trauma. Once again, I am so excited that you've decided to include me on this part of your journey. Let's dive in. So today, I don't have a special guest. Today, I'm excited to share with you about how healing your trauma in mamahood is more than just emotional healing. So whether your trauma was solely words, or if there were bruises, or if it was of a sexual nature, the healing that you must do is more than just emotional, because those emotions that you felt during your trauma that you didn't have the tools to express, or maybe it wasn't safe to express your emotions, are connected to tissues in your body. And those repressed emotions, if you've been listening to the podcast, if this is your first time, welcome. If you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you will have heard this said time and time again. Your body remembers, your body keeps score. And if you don't have the tools that you need to express those emotions and you hold them up inside of yourself, your body is going to try to get them out in another way. If it's not an emotional release, it could be a physical release. So here's an example for you. I'm speaking from my own story. I'm not a doctor. I'm just speaking from my own experience. So when I was growing up in my trauma, I didn't have the tools that I needed to express my emotions. I didn't know how to express those great big emotions as a little girl. And what I saw, the example that I was given, was to push them down and to not feel them. Pretend they're not there. Well, that's one way to deal with it. But as time went on and I grew older, I started having physical health issues come up, digestive problems. When my husband and I started trying to have a child, I had a battle with infertility. And through my research and tracking my body and getting to know my body, I came to realize that repressing my emotions and my stress response being what it was, and let me just say that my stress response was triggered on high alert for almost the first 30 years of my life. It was a long, long time. And because of that, I'm still dealing with the consequences of that chronic low-level stress in my life all the time. So because my trauma was mostly emotional trauma. There was some physical and sexual trauma in there, but it was mostly emotional. And I didn't have the tools to express it or get it off of my chest. I started experiencing physical health issues. And that it was my body's way of trying to release some of the stress that it was experiencing. So what is the tie? What is the link between the three pillars of healing? The three pillars of healing is the framework that I use in my with my clients. And it's basically, we look at your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, and your spiritual well-being, because trauma affects all of those areas. So for me, the impact of my trauma on my spiritual health was a large degree of separation between me and my creator. And for me, I believe my creator is God. And there was a lot of turmoil when I was introduced to Christianity and the miracles of the Bible. The link between my trauma and my physical health, digestive issues, imbalanced hormones, fatigue, excess weight gain. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head here. There was a large array of physical health issues. And then my emotional and my relational health was also impacted by my trauma. So not only do I need to heal emotionally, but I also need to heal physically. I need to heal spiritually. I need to heal relationally. And I need to heal my nervous system. Because trauma, growing up in an environment that is stressful, that is chaotic, that where your connection, you don't have the co-regulation with an adult, leaves you feeling unsafe in yourself and unsafe in the world. So healing your trauma is something that we can't do overnight. And oftentimes, I know I have experienced where I would really just like to be done. You know, let's dive into the healing work, do it and be done. But I've realized over time is that it's not advisable to dive in, do it quick and be done. Because for me, there isn't a time in my life where I remember before the trauma. My trauma started when I was 6 months old, when my mom abandoned me. And so there's no time that I really remember feeling a secure connection to either parent and being able to co-regulate, because my parents had their own trauma that they were dealing with, and their nervous systems are also in a state of deregulation or dysregulation. So healing for me, my trauma has become part of my identity. And when you peel that away, it can cause a bit of, not a bit, it can cause an identity crisis and you don't know who you are. And that would cause more harm than good. And that's not what we want to achieve in this. So as a mama, dealing with my trauma and navigating motherhood, the first thing that I've had to do is to learn how to regulate my nervous system. And this is an ongoing task, but I have created an action plan that I use to help myself from losing control of a situation. So these five steps that I use have helped me go from losing my temper and kicking a hole in my laundry room wall, true story. Not one that I'm proud of, but it was definitely a turning point for me. To being able to show my kids how to navigate big emotions when we feel like we're unsafe. So I'm going to drop a link for this in the show notes of this episode. But one of the first steps in regulating your nervous system is to be able to identify when your stress response is kicking in. Being able to identify, okay, whoa, I'm going to blow my top and I need to breathe. The first step when you feel that, when you recognize that, is to make sure that everyone is safe. So if you are with your kids, making sure that they are safe, that they are not in harm's way, and then taking a minute to just breathe and come back down to earth so that whatever the stressful situation that's triggering you happens to be, you are able to deal with it with clarity of mind. You're not making those snap decisions. You're not going to do anything that you regret. You're able to demonstrate and be an example to your kids and conduct yourself in a way that you're proud of. So one of the things that's really helped me in dealing with my stress response is deep breathing. So the breathing technique that I prefer is called 5-5-7 breathing. So you breathe in for 5 seconds, you hold it for 5 seconds, and you breathe out for 7 seconds. And what that's doing, the science behind that, is it tricks your body into activating your sympathetic nervous system. And so if you're stressed out and you decide to eat, it's lunchtime, maybe your kid's also throwing a temper tantrum, and you don't cool down, you eat when your parasympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight, is triggered. And you notice that when you eat, it's like a brick sitting in your stomach. you take a bite of your food and it just sits in the pit of your stomach and it feels heavy. So if you were to calm down, use your breathing technique, whatever, there's so many breathing techniques under the sun. Use your breathing technique, then eat your food. Your body is able to digest your food in a normal way. It's able to absorb the nutrients from the food that your body needs. It's able to, you know, it relieves, it eliminates that heaviness of the food in your stomach when your stomach's not thinking about digesting food, it's thinking about survival. And that's what your parasympathetic nervous system is your survival state, right? It's the caveman leaving the cave for the first time, and you don't know if you're going to survive. And the difference is your brain cannot tell the difference between your kid having a temper tantrum and triggering you and being chased by a bear. There is your brain just knows danger. It knows that it wants to survive, and it knows that it does not fancy the idea of dying. It wants to survive. So those are a few things that have helped me. So again, I will put the link to that action plan. There are a few more steps to round that out. I will put the link to that in the description of the show notes. I also want to give you a heads up that starting in March, I will be hosting a monthly membership. It's called the Breakthrough Membership. And in this membership, we will do the foundational work of healing trauma while also navigating mamahood. So you'll get the community, because healing in a community is absolutely life-changing. When you are walking a healing journey and you are doing it by yourself, it can feel absolutely isolating. It can also feel very difficult if you don't have anybody that you can relate to. So this membership is for mamas who are just beginning their journey. They want to find a community where they can relate to, because oftentimes the people that you are around all of the time, the people in your household, they may support you, and it's really great if they do, but they're not walking the path. So it's really hard for them to relate to what you are doing. And sometimes, although good intentioned, they may be a bit like a crab in a bucket. They may be afraid of seeing the change that you are intending to get, and you will get with the right support and the right accountability. So keep your eyes open for that. More details will be coming about the Breakthrough Membership shortly, over the next few weeks. If you have not yet subscribe to the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Mamahood After Trauma Podcast. And if you want to take it a step further, my DMs are always open. Even if you just need someone to talk to, my ears are open. No judgment. I don't roll that way. So that is our episode for today, my friends. It has been a pleasure talking with you. And I will see you next week. Next week, just a heads up, we are talking about healing your mama wound as a girl mom. Okay, so keep your ears and eyes open for more details about that. And I look forward to chatting again. Have a great week.